Thank you, Alan. Now we'll finish off part one with some more news items. The subject of real ale crops up constantly in the paper, and this week is no exception, with stories of craft beer at a market stall, the Leopard Pub being named Norfolk Pub of the Year, and the trails for the City of Ale Festival being held at the end of May being announced. If these are regarded as successful business ventures, then contrast them with the sad news for the City of the St Giles Hotel going into administration and the Trustee Savings Bank announcing the closure of its branch in Unthank Road. Craft beer lovers could soon be able to enjoy a taste of their favourite drink at a Norwich market stall. Sir Toby's Beers, which is based in Norwich Market, has lodged a bid with Norwich City Council for an alcohol licence which would enable it to serve beers to customers on site. Currently, it has an off-licence, meaning it can sell alcohol to be consumed off the premises. Its current licensing hours would remain the same, and the team at the Double Stall said that they hope to offer a place for people to enjoy some of their favourite craft beers. Meanwhile, a cafe in West Norwich has also lodged plans to serve alcohol. Rasa's Cafe at 31 Earlham West Centre in Norwich has submitted an application to Norwich City Council for a premises licence. The cafe would be selling a small amount of alcohol, including beer, wine, champagne, cider and cocktails, it said.
The landlord behind a city pub, which has been named the best in the county, says he is chuffed to bits that his hard work has been recognised. Bob Utting hasn't always been in the pub trade. In fact, he started out in the haulage industry. But despite his relatively late start to pulling pints, the landlord of the Leopard has done wonders for the pub since he took over in August 2013. Within 2 years, it was featured in the prestigious Good Beer Guide, produced by the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA, and this week they named it Norwich Norfolk's Pub of the Year. As someone who is proudly NR3 born and bred, Mr. Utting knew what it took to transform the pub, which sits on the corner of Bullclose Road, from a tired old lady to a community gem. He said, "When we got the pub, we were closed for about a year while we breathed some new life into it. The original bar is how you see it now. The original bar had been ripped out and replaced with a tiny one, so we put it back the same way it was, got a new floor and made the entrance bigger. We basically went to town on it." CAMRA's praise of the Leopard reflected the notion that the pub had come a long way under Mr. Utting's management. They described the changes as a transformation into a light and bright, friendly pub with something for everyone. Speaking about how it felt to receive the accolade, Mr. Utting said, "I'm just chuffed to bits to be rewarded for the hard work I've put in. This is a corner boozer, nothing more, nothing less. We're blessed with so many good pubs in this area, and I'm chuffed that the Leopard has been recognised. The thing that makes a good pub is being part of the community."
The trails for this year's Norwich City of Ale Festival have been revealed, with more than 40 venues getting ready to welcome people to the annual celebration of pubs, breweries and beer. This year you will see 7 trails meandering and snaking for 10 miles through the city, taking visitors from pub to pub. City of Ale co-chair Dawn Leader said, "We call it beer geography because the trails allow visitors to explore the city and view it through the lens of its pub culture and brewing heritage. It's a new approach to beer and heritage tourism, connecting the pubs to each other and leading trail goers through the city to explore its many historic sites and buildings. People can get their programme stamped at each pub they visit and claim a limited edition enamel badge from the last pub on each trail. Each badge depicts a landmark Norwich building. 9 of the 43 pubs are new to City of Ale 2019 and the maps are used by visitors all year round. Last year's map had over 25,000 views. so there's a knock-on effect for city pubs at other times outside the festival. City of Ale co-chair and murderous landlord Phil Cutter said, "We get hundreds of visitors during the City of Ale, and last year about a third were from outside the region." Norwich City of Ale runs from May the 23rd until June the 2nd. It kicks off with a launch party at the waterfront in King Street on May the 23rd, with ales from 27 local breweries, street food, live music, and a boatload of beer arriving from France to mark the 60th anniversary of Norwich twinning with Rouen.
The firm behind a luxury city hotel owes almost £900,000 and has been reported to the regulator over unpaid staff pension contributions. The four-star St Giles House Hotel in Norwich city centre was run by a company called Ensco 1035 until last week, when it went into liquidation and was taken over by the hotel's landlord. The hotel remains open, but staff who have left say they are owed thousands of pounds in wages and risk losing their homes. Liquidator F.A. Sims stepped in at the end of March and found that Ensco 1035 owed a lot, £91,000 to employees, £385,000 to the taxman, £28,000 to Norwich City Council, and £268,000 to the landlord of St Giles House. Another £123,000 is owed to other businesses. The statement of accounts signed by the director, Susan Parker, reveals the firm has only £61,000 in assets to meet its debts of £880,000. The company is owned by a businessman, Lindsay Berry. Landlord Ronald Deuce said earlier this month that Ensco 1035 had failed to pay staff and suppliers for some time. He added the hotel retained the services of key personnel to ensure a continuity of provision and is keen to develop plans to put the hotel firmly back on course.
TSB Bank has announced it is closing one of its city centre outlets. The bank has revealed that the Unthank Road branch will close in September of this year. A spokesman said, "Customers are changing the way they interact with us, and over the past few years we have seen the usage of the branch continue to fail. As a result, keeping the branch open is now no longer financially viable." The TSB Group also has outlets in Norwich's Guildhall Hill and Magdalen Street. But the news that sparked a backlash from the area's MP, Clive Lewis, who said bank closures are damaging local communities. The Labour MP said over two-thirds of small businesses say a local bank branch is important, and lending to small businesses has been found to drop by 63% in areas with a recent bank branch closure. Older people are significantly less likely to use the internet or phone banking services. It's time our banks recognise that they are a utility providing an essential public service.
Well now, we've reached the end of part one, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week, and we do hope that you enjoy the rest of your listening.